Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batra. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we're very pleased to be joined by retired Air Force General Blaine Holt, once deputy military representative to NATO, to help us address immediately the crisis in the Middle East with the flight of Assad to Moscow sanctuary, the IDF and IAF destroying as much of the arsenal in Syria as possible. And then there are the jihadists. Some of them are in Damascus. Some of them are in the northeast of the country. Badia Desert, it's called. And that is ISIS, where the U.S. and in its Kurdish allies have been watching them very carefully these last years. However, within hours of Assad's exit, B-52s, F-15s, and A-10s are reported by the Pentagon to have attacked ISIS camps or ISIS enclaves in the Badia Desert. Blaine, a very good evening to you. Attacking ISIS with bombers, does that make sense? Is that effective? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. If your target is ISIS and their terror camps along the northeastern part of Syria, the B-52 is a fine choice. Going back to Afghanistan, when we got the JDAM's bombs, basically taking a 2,000-pound dumb bomb, a Mark 84, and then pairing it with a GPS kit that can fly the bomb right to a very, very precise target, that gave us the ability to have standoff weaponry on the B-52 and the B-1, it's being employed here. So the bombers are actually firing their bombs from hundreds of miles away, 100 or more, but with pinpoint accuracy. And then the 15s and the 10s, the A-10s, obviously getting in close and making sure that they service the targets to their completion.
Gordon, you have a question for the general.
General, given the confusion about what's happening in Syria right now, should the United States be acting, or should we be sitting on the sideline?
So I've always questioned the validity of the presentation of forces that we have at those bases on eastern Syria, western Iraq, because nobody's clearly defined what their mission set is. That we have said openly, we're standing by the Kurds, we're here to check ISIS. And that makes me question even further. Well, what was magic about yesterday that or 2 days ago when we hit the ISIS camps? Those targets have been there for a very long time, and our commanders have been under attack by them and by Iranian-backed militias. So to President Trump's point recently, he stated we don't have a reason to be there, and he's questioning that validation. I think that that's wise. What are our vital interests in Syria? And certainly somebody at NATO headquarters or in the Oval Office should be questioning Erdogan right now about his relationship to this HTS Al-Qaeda group and what type of support went into activating them and ISIS to take out Syria.
My eyebrows go straight up at that excellent question. General, you're a NATO vet as well as an Air Force vet. Turkey is NATO. There are reports that MIT, that's State Security Turkey, and there's no reason to believe Moscow doesn't know this, is the coup master in Damascus, that HTS is a useful tool, that the Al-Qaeda ISIS background does not alienate the MIT, and that Turkey is looking in some fantasy way to recover the Ottoman Empire, neo-Ottomanist. I know it sounds irrational, but Erdogan is a spontaneously irrational character now and again. So where is NATO on this? What is NATO going to do about a rogue state like Turkey?
There is no question that there is an absence of dialogue publicly about questioning where Turkey is at right now in terms of its relationship to the alliance. Erdogan had all but threatened Israel with war during Israel's the main thrust of their campaign against Hezbollah and Hamas. And Erdogan, we have known for years and years. I was in Ankara planning the northern invasion of Iraq in 2003 when his parliament shut us down. And that's when we went to work on studying this man and what his ambitions were. And to your point, John, it's regional hegemon. He is seeing a weakening Ayatollah in Iran. He's seeing that sunset. Syria's weak. We saw the Syrian army just throw down their weapons in a pile with uniforms, probably with some compensation behind the scenes, because it's only the Assad family that moved out of Syria. Everybody else stayed there. But their relationship to HTS, or Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which means Greater Syria, which also is defined as Jordan, Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia, that's the ambition. And now that government is in place. And for anyone who thinks, and this includes the Oval Office, that this is a group of reformed terrorists who now believe in Jeffersonian democracy, they started executing people almost instantly once they took over. Police, soldiers, Christians, all under fire now in Syria. So the old line, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, definitely applies to Syria, but we have a much more dangerous region out of Erdogan's ambitions.
Is Brussels having a crisis meeting about this, or is that something that happens, Blaine?
I'm waiting to hear about the crisis meeting. It needs to happen. And the United States should take the leadership mantle and call for it. And instead, the UK and the United States is leaking out that they're openly talking about taking terrorist status away from HTS. That they're looking at reaching out to them. And President Biden had said they're prepared to start looking at financial aid packages for Syria. What in the heck is going on? It's we live in an upside down world, and it's going to be a very complicated world for President Trump to step into and try to put back together again.
Gordon, you point us to an article in Reuters about China in the Middle East. Where is China in this? Have they said anything about Assad?
They've said very little. They just talk about stability. They talk about the safety of Chinese nationals. And I think that they don't know what to do because their diplomacy is in tatters right now. You have the Beijing Declaration, which was the Palestinian Unity Pact, has fallen apart. Their major initiative between Saudi Arabia and Iran has gone very little, has not gone very far. And they've lost a friend right now in Syria. And Iran, their proxy, is in retreat. Israel is ascendant. You know, Beijing used to be a balancing power. Then it decided to go all in on the Palestinians. It placed its bet on the wrong side. You know, China's in a world of hurt throughout the Middle East right now. And Syria is just the last example of failed diplomacy on the part of Beijing.
You have a question for Blaine, Gordon.
Blaine, your comments about Turkey remind me of a question for NATO, for the West, and that is Turkey seems to be the most difficult geopolitical problem in the world. You just don't know what to do. It's too important to abandon, but it's too disagreeable. It is too dangerous to actually like. Is our best strategy just to try to wait out Erdogan, or should we do something now about Turkey?
30 seconds, Blaine. 30 seconds.
Yep. We have lots of levers with Turkey. We always have. He has destroyed his economy. They are in a hyperinflation module. There are many ways to influence Erdogan. We just choose not to for whatever reason at this point. But he is the progenitor of the immigration crisis in Europe. He is also the one that has now created this problem that we're seeing emerge in Syria. And so we have to diplomatically address this. And that's where we'll leave it tonight.
Blaine Holt, retired general, United States Air Force, veteran of NATO, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.